Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy today as we start off our 31st year of doing this show. And we have a giant of a program in store for you today. My first segment is a tribute to the great Betty White, who we lost this past week. And we're going to be playing one of the last interviews that we did with her, and we hope that you will enjoy it. What a loss to our entertainment business. And then Brad Rutter will be here from Chase on ABC. He's also the second biggest winner of Jeopardy. My buddy Bill Medley, talking about his new tour that's going to be starting in just a couple of weeks here in January. The car coach, Lauren Fix, will be here. January 8th marks the 87th anniversary of the birth of Elvis Presley. Angie Marchese from Graceland will be here to talk about that celebration. And January vacationing with Jennifer Weatherhead. And that's all this week with Ron Sedgy today.
I used to hate the worn-out plastic mat under my office chair. It dented and cracked, and it was uncomfortable to roll on. And then I found the premium alternative, a glass chair mat by Vitraza. I liked it so much, I bought the company. I'm George Pardo, president of Vitraza. Our glass chair mats are made of super strong glass and protected with a nanotech coating, so you'll always get a smooth, easy glide. And they're beautiful. Tired of replacing plastic mats? I promise, this is your last chair mat. We give you a lifetime warranty. Comfort, style, durability. A Vitraza glass chair mat will completely transform your workspace, home office, or office. Order online at Vitraza.com. That's V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A.com. We stock 18 popular glass chair mat sizes, and shipping is free. Get the look you deserve and get 10% off any glass chair mat with promo code George at Vitraza.com.
LifeCare provides valuable whole life insurance to cover final expenses such as medical bills, burial costs, and unpaid debt. A final expense insurance policy is fast, easy, affordable life insurance that's available to anyone between the ages of 50 and 80. No medical exams, no lengthy questionnaires, and no waiting period. The application process is quick and easy. You can even apply without having to undergo a medical examination. Just answer a few questions and we'll do the rest. With the average funeral cost skyrocketing to $11,000 and Social Security only paying $255, you need simple, affordable peace of mind for you and your whole family. Don't leave behind unpaid expenses, expenses that, if left unattended, will burden your family tremendously. Benefits include a guaranteed premium that will never increase, a guaranteed cash value, and a guaranteed death benefit that can never decrease. To find out how you can get final expense insurance with a guaranteed lifetime rate lock, call LifeCare at 800-916-3594, 800-916-3594, 800-916-3594.
And we are back live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy today. This show marks the beginning of our 31st year of doing this syndicated radio show all across the United States and around the world. And we're very excited about the 31st year, and we have a lot of big things planned. But let's first take care of some business, and business that, frankly, I wish I didn't have to address. As we all know, we lost a lovely lady in the entertainment business and in life in general, Betty White, on December 31st of this past year, 99 years old. She would have been celebrating her 100th birthday on January 17th. She was born January 17th, 1922. I talked to a lot of people, and everybody was affected by this. It's hard enough to go through life and have so many people love you and not make enemies somewhere along the way. And it's even sometimes harder in the entertainment business because it's a very competitive business and one that sometimes results in feuds between friends. But in the case of Betty White, nobody disliked her. Nobody ever said a bad word about her. We had her on the show several times, and I remember our first meeting, which was at the People's Choice Awards in Hollywood. She was just so delightful, and people remember her from the Mary Tyler Moore Show and Golden Girls, Hot in Cleveland, and of course all her appearances on The Tonight Show and different walk-ons and other television shows, and of course her memorable times on game shows. But she was really a pioneer for women in broadcasting, starting on television back in 1949. She once told me that she used to do a 5-hour live broadcast on local television every single day, Monday through Friday. Now, for those of you who might not know this, that is a huge undertaking, a challenge that I don't know if anybody could do successfully, and she did it for many, many years. What we're going to do this portion of the show is that we're going to play one of our many interviews with Betty White, and you will hear with her personality and her charisma why she was loved by so many people. Just an absolute star, whether it's in Hollywood or whether it's in a small town in Midwest America. After 99 years of giving us so much love and entertainment, she deserves all of the accolades that she has received since her passing on December 31st. Ladies and gentlemen, our last interview with the beautiful, lovely Betty White. One of the great things about doing the show is you get to talk to the people that you grew up watching on television. And our next guest is not only on our show today, but she has been on it several times in the past. A few years back, I had the pleasure of being with her at the People's Choice Awards, and there's no doubt about it, the world loves this lady. She's phenomenal. Joining us right now is everyone's favorite, Betty White.
Hi, Ron. How you doing?
Good, dear. How are you doing today?
Just fine.
Great.
We're old friends. Because all those sweet words, and you never write, you never call, you never ask me out. I just don't understand it.
Well, Betty, I got to get my act together. First of all, I got to get my wife out of the way first. You know what I told my wife this morning? I said, when you grow up, I want you to be just like Betty White. And that went over like a lead balloon. You know that, Betty?
I can imagine that didn't make a big hit.
Not a big hit.
It never does.
Never does. But, you know, at least she knows where I'm standing, and she knows I'm not cheating on her without her knowing it, okay?
That's right. At least you're being open.
Happy birthday. You are sensational, and you look marvelous. You are unbelievable, dear.
Oh, Ron, I don't have to believe that, but it's lovely to hear. Thank you very much.
Well, it's true.
It's amazing the privileges you get.
You can get away with a lot of stuff, can't you?
You certainly can.
That's what I like about getting older. When I talk to a waitress, I couldn't talk to that waitress when I was 38.
You should have slapped you.
Should have slapped me. 7-time Emmy Award winner, 7 books, first comedy series way back, Life with Elizabeth, one of the first forerunners of a talk show, The Betty White Show. Unbelievable.
8 books. Who's counting?
See what happens when you grow older? I forget. It's 8 books.
8 books. Another one just came out, and they're reissuing Leading Lady, the book I did with Tom Sullivan about his guide dog.
Yes.
They're reissuing that, and I'm thrilled.
He's a good friend of ours. He's a nice man. He's a very nice man.
Isn't he, honey? He's like my son.
Yeah, he is absolutely unbelievable. Now, Betty, I know you're asked this all the time, but how do you keep up this pace? Hot in Cleveland, that show, the Mary Tyler Moore Show, all these shows are still in syndication. Hot in Cleveland is on every day. You are the key to that show. You really are. I mean, I know you're...
Oh,
I know
no
you're,
way.
No, no. I know you're a very humble person, Betty, but you're the key to that show. And
not at all. But I am so lucky to be working with those girls. Valerie Bertinelli and Wendy Malick and Jane Leaves are the most delightful people to work with. We just have a marvelous time.
But, you know, the fact of the matter is that I think everybody in this country is amazed at the pace that you keep up. I mean, you keep up a pace that would be difficult for one of the youngsters out there. How do you do it?
I love what I do. It's that simple. I'm blessed with good health. And to be blessed with health, That's such a privilege. I never take it for granted. But it sure helps keep your energy and your stamina up.
After a while, everybody, I mean, even the people that have been doing this since they were babies, and you've been doing it for a long time. I won't say how long, okay?
63 years.
Unbelievable. Since 1949, you've been doing this.
That's right. They haven't caught on to me yet.
Oh, we caught on. We love what you're doing. You got the secret recipe, I want you to know. But what's amazing is that everybody gets a little tired of what they're doing, no matter what they do. You are always fresh. You are always there. You're the consummate pro. You truly are. And it never looks like you tire. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is the public Betty White, aside from all the things that she does with the animals.
Well, I tell you, it's such a privilege to be doing what I do. And to work with those marvelous It's the happiest set in town, I swear.
Mm-hmm.
We're blessed with good writing. Good writing is hard to come by these days.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just an ideal situation. What's not to like?
Yeah. You know, I'm going to ask you one of those foolish questions that interviewers ask when they first get into the business, okay? And that
go ahead, Ron. I'd love it.
Oh, this is going to be a real dandy, okay? Has anyone ever seen you mad?
Mad?
Mad. Like upset. Mad. Hollering.
Angry?
Angry. That's a better word. Angry.
Yes, they have, but maybe they didn't know it. They've seen me real mad, but they might not have realized it. Oh, sure. I get mad. Who doesn't? And especially if you get a little overtired or something like that, it's easy to have a short fuse.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really such a waste of time. It only comes out of your hide. It doesn't do any good.
Yeah. I got to tell you, Betty, you're something else. My former partner and best friend was an old friend of yours, Ed McMahon. And, and Ed used to always say, he said, I admire that lady. I really do. And I don't think there's a person listening to our voices now or watching on TV that just doesn't admire not only your professionalism, your beauty, and your incentive to people. I mean, you are really an American treasure.
Ron, have I got you fooled? I'm not going to talk you out of it. Don't be silly. I'm just going to sit here and smile and say, oh, thank you. Yes, of course.
That's my pickup line, Betty.
And it works.
And it works.
Trust me, it works.
Betty, is there anything that you have not done in this business that you would love to do? I mean, when you had your birthday party on television, everybody just came alive and honored you because that was such a great, great show, and you could see the emotion in your eyes. But is there something in this business that you'd like to do before you say, hey, I'm going to retire, which I hope you never do?
Yes. My standard answer to that is always Robert Redford. And but it'll never happen, but it's just fun to think about.
What do you mean it'll never happen? Would you settle for me, Betty? I mean, I'm not Robert Redford, but I could fake it. You're fun to think about. You know that?
Love it.
It's Betty White's Hot in Cleveland. She's in reruns everywhere with Mary Tyler Moore and the Golden Girls. She's everywhere, and she's great. Betty, can I tell you, in front of everyone, I love you, dear.
Thank you with all my heart. Believe me, I appreciate that.
And if you're ever down here in Central Florida, please be our guest. I could be bragging that you're my date for the day.
Oh, I would love it. Okay, that's a bargain. Let's make it happen.
Let's make it happen. I'll have my people call your people, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Betty.
Thank you, Ron, with all my heart.
Oh, and same to you. Thank you with all my heart. The beautiful Betty White. Gotta love this lady.
Thank you, darling. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being afraid. Travel down the road and back again.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Welcome back. It's Ron Sedgy today, live all across the USA and around the world. We're starting a new year, and I'm so happy to have our next guest with us because I, of course, like millions of other people, religiously watch Jeopardy, and many times we had the late Alex Trebek on the show with us, but I never had a chance to interview one of the contestants. And not only am I interviewing one of the contestants on the show, but one of the top ones, too. And joining us right now from The Chase, which is returning this Wednesday on ABC. It's also streaming on ABC and on Hulu. Brad Rutter. Hi, Brad. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I am doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing great. I meant what I said. I am absolutely in awe of the talent that goes across not only, of course, Jeopardy, but this new show, Chase. I got hooked on this thing a few weeks back, and it is a great show. You did a terrific job.
Oh, thank you very much. We have a blast of a time doing it, too.
I would be remiss if I didn't mention the fact that in addition to being a game show contestant, a television host, producer, actor, you are currently the second highest earning American game show contestant of all time behind Ken Jennings. And I remember back when I was a kid watching the $64,000 question, that was a big deal. But boy, you had days where you won $64,000 and then went on to go from there.
Yeah, it's a great gig if you can get it, a high-earning game show contestant. But I've been fortunate enough to do that, and I've been into it since I was a kid, so it's kind of been my life's work.
How the heck do you study for this thing? I play every night, and unless it's like mathematical question, like 2 plus 2, I'm in a world of hurt, all right? How do you even begin to practice or rehearse or train for just about every subject imaginable?
Well, that's the tricky thing, and I think that's why it's, you know, so rare to see people do very well on a show like that, is that on Jeopardy, there's a few things that you can study, like they like to ask about presidents and world capitals and stuff like that. But for the most part, like, there's just such a broad spectrum of knowledge that you have to be familiar with that there's no way to just learn it all. You have to sort of absorb it going through your life. And for whatever reason, you know, I've always been interested in knowing things, and my brain is sort of wired in such a way that if I encounter interesting facts, they'll just stick in my head, and then for some reason I will be able to recall them later on, even if I just came across something in a magazine a few years earlier. So it's kind of, you kind of have to be built that way on some level.
Brad, was this something you found in childhood?
Yes. My parents were big fans of the old Art Fleming Jeopardy, so when it came on with Alex in 84, we started watching every night, and they are both smart people and knew a lot of stuff, so I just sort of followed in behind them, and I would never have expected that it would lead me to where it did, but hey, that's what happened.
It's a good thing it happened this way, too. Now, let's talk about high school for a second. Did you get, like, straight A's?
No, I did well, but that's another funny thing, too, is everybody they find out I'm, you know, Mr. Jeopardy, and they think, oh, well, you must have, like, an advanced degree or something. Like, school and I never really got along. It's sort of two different things. And going back to the studying thing, it's I'm really good at learning things that I'm interested in. But if I don't have the fire under me or the interest, you know, I'm not really that good at just, like, sitting down and memorizing things. I sort of have to encounter them in the wild and then absorb them that way. So that's good for Jeopardy, but not as good for school.
You know, let's talk about The Chase. Now, this is a show that when I started getting interested in this, I couldn't believe it. You are on it. Ken Jennings is on it. James Holzhauer is on it. I mean, it's done very, very well. And once you watch it, my friends, just adhere to it because it is a great show, and it shows the talent of all you guys.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's we have four chasers. Me and Ken and James, and then Mark Labette, the Beast from the British version of the show. It was originally a British show. So we have a team of three average Joes playing against the Trivia Pros, which are the Chasers. And there's a couple rounds. They build a bank, each one individually, by answering rapid-fire trivia questions, and then they have to risk that against the one of us that happens to be playing that night. And then we do a head-to-head round with a bunch of multiple choice questions, and if we can catch them and answer more questions than they do in that, they're eliminated. But if they get through, they bank the money and get through to the final chase, which is another set of rapid-fire questions. So the team will set a benchmark of how many questions they can answer, and the chaser can beat that mark. They go home with nothing, but if we can't get there, they take home what they banked. It's a lot of fun.
And as you mentioned before, it did originate in England. I have to tell you, the set is outstanding.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it looks great. There's a bunch of flashing lights and stuff, which is fun to see in person. Yeah, it's the whole crew has done a fantastic job.
Now, do you have the problem, like boxers usually have the problem, every time they'd walk into a bar, people want to, you know, pick a fight with them. Do you have somebody come up to you and quiz you, like, hey, Brad, what do you know about Gregorian chants or something about that?
It's happened from time to time, and I actually learned some interesting stuff that way, so that's good. But the guy that I can't deal with is like, oh, hey, yeah, Jeopardy, what's my aunt's middle name?
Oh, jeez.
Some of that, too.
You must be hell with Trivial Pursuit. I would never want to go up against you. With that.
Yeah, my family actually had to stop playing with me because it wasn't any fun anymore.
Yeah, wow. When you first got interested in going on the show, what's the procedure? Because I know there's a lot of testing involved with going on. What was the process that you went into to get the gig on Jeopardy? Because I know it's a very laborious situation.
Yeah, well, it was 20 years ago, which, you know, I hate to admit, but I guess I have to now because it's changed quite a bit in the meantime. Back then, you had to send postcards into the studio to hopefully get your name picked out of a hat and then called in for an audition. And so I was lucky enough to get my name picked out, and then they have an audition set up in a hotel ballroom, and they give you a 50-question test. And after that, they ask most of the people to leave, but the people that got a high enough score on the test stick around and play a mock game, and they see how you, you know, move around the board and answer in the form of a question and all that stuff. And for me, a month later, they called me to come out to L.A. and be on the show. Fairly similar these days, except sort of first part of it takes place online. So they give you the test online, and then you get in the contestant pool, and then you might get a call.
I'm in awe of your talents. I really am. And, of course, aside from the fact that he absolutely walked away with $5.1 million in winnings, and, of course, the second-highest-earning American game show contestant of all time, and a syndicated show, Jeopardy, he's known for. But now The Chase returns to ABC on Wednesday, January 5th, and also streaming on ABC and Hulu. Now, Brad, I got to tell you something. I mean it. This has been a thrill for me. We have interviewed everybody in the world, including presidents, over the past 30 years. This was fun to really talk to somebody who I admired from afar and very envious of your talent. I think it's great.
Well, that's very sweet of you to say, Ron, and I appreciate it very much.
And, Brad, you have a great 2022. Please join us again because we'd love to chat with you more, and good luck with The Chase, okay?
Would love to, and thank you very much, Ron.
Thanks, Brad. Brad Rutter's been our guest. Boy, I tell you, what a super guy and a talented man. You talk about being sharp. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is facing a difficult week in the fight against the pandemic, as the United States recorded a record new 1 million COVID cases last week. Republican Congressman Mo Brooks of Alabama gives his take on the Biden administration's handling of the ongoing pandemic and President Biden's campaign pledge to stop the business on Fox News.
Well, the virus is definitely impacting the success of this administration because credibility plays into success. Now, the Biden administration, for that matter, before it was the Biden administration, during the campaign, made all sorts of promises that could not possibly be kept. For example, he was going to stop the virus. No way was that going to happen.
The travel nightmare continues this weekend with over 3,000 flights delayed or canceled on Saturday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Oh,
That song, that voice, needs no introduction. It's recorded by one of the greatest guys in this business, not only talent-wise, but personally. He's a terrific individual. There's no doubt about it. Joining us right now from the Righteous Brothers, our friend Bill Medley. Hi, Bill. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Thrilled that we're coming back to Florida.
Oh, I'm thrilled that you're back working, whether it's Florida, whether it's across the country, over at South Point. I'm just glad you're back on the road again.
Boy, tell me about it. I mean, this has been a rough couple of years, boy, and weird.
Well, it's nice to have you back where you belong. There's no doubt about it. We want to run down some of the cities that you're going to be at, Bill, but I hope you're feeling well. You look terrific, sound great, and, we were just talking to Bucky Hurd, and I told him, these songs that the Righteous Brothers recorded, and I'm not saying this because you're on the show and we're friends, I really mean this. I would say this if we'd never met before. These songs that you recorded will live forever, and they bring back so many memories. All the girls are gone that I used to listen to the song with, and the song remains. I mean, that's the kind of longevity it is.
The girls are gone, but the song is here. Sounds like a country song.
I know. Well, if you played backwards, the girls come and the song goes, you know.
Well, there you go.
Bill, we were talking, one time you and I were talking, and this team that you've made now with Bucky Hurd, was it difficult to replace Bobby, because I know you waited 13 years, and of course you have your beautiful daughter that works with you, and you had a huge hit with Jennifer Warnes, but was it a little different working with another male vocalist on a, you know, full-time basis?
Yeah, well, it was certainly interesting to be on stage doing the Righteous Brothers show with another person, but I think I waited long, you know, and I think we talked before, you can't really replace Bobby Hatfield. He's just one of a kind, but Bucky does such a great job, and probably more important than that, but we're real close friends, and we've been friends for years. So that makes it better, but yeah, it was a tough, being out there, not necessarily with Bucky, but just being on stage the first couple of years after Bobby passed away, it was just, you know, it was like somebody came and cut me in two, you know. I only felt like half of me was on stage. So it was, it is difficult. And even still today, emotionally, it's a little difficult. We do a tribute. I do a tribute to Bobby.
Yeah.
I do Unchained Melody, and it's tribute to Bob. And it's tough. And when Bucky and I got together, I said, listen, man, I don't want you to try and sound like Bobby. I just want you to sing like Bobby. I want you to be able to hit those notes and this and that, because, like I say, there's only one Bobby Hatfield that can sing like that, but Bucky does a phenomenal job.
And there's only one Bill Medley that can sing like that. And, you know, Bill, I saw you when you were working alone. We were at Andy Williams Theater, the Moon River Theater, when you were there with our late great friend Carl Revere. What a guy. I miss him a lot. And
boy, me too.
And, you know, I remember the night that you, me, my wife, and Paul were at Andy Williams Theater. It was raining like crazy. But we had such a nice time then, and I'll remember that forever and ever and ever. But, you know, you just have it, whether you're by yourself, with Jennifer Warnes, with your beautiful daughter, and now with Bucky, you just have it. You know, one of the things that I think I told you this before, that I was very, very impressed with, and I remember the answer, too, is the duet that you and Bobby did, with Peggy Lee. Man, I watched that two or three times a year, to be honest with you. Yeah, what a terrific job. And I know that was a good time for you, too.
Oh, it was a great time for us. We were huge fans of Peggy Lee's. We always thought very, very soulful, especially, you know, for a white female singer. She seemed to really understand, you know, the emotion of a song. And, uh, it was so much fun to sing with her, and she was great. And I watch it about once a year.
Yeah, well, I got you beat by about three times, Bill, on that one.
Well, that's all right.
That's okay. I'll remind you of it occasionally. I don't know if you knew this or not, but I do a tribute with a 15-piece orchestra to Dick Clark's American Bandstand. And of course, you can't do that unless you do You've Lost That Love and Feeling, which I always dedicate to you. And the fact of the matter is that I remember distinctly you mentioning on stage one time, I think it was in Branson, that the song Yesterday had been a record that was voted by the disc jockeys as the most played record on radio until it was shot off the number one spot with You've Lost That Love and Feeling as the most played record on radio. I'll never forget that. It's a great, great, great honor.
Yeah, that's a huge honor. And both Bobby and I mean, I think it's been about 20 years, and we'd talk about it all the time that, you know, going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was just absolutely an honor and just wonderful. But, you know, there's about 300 people in there.
I know.
Or 100, whatever it is. But, boy, to have the most played record in the history of American radio, you're the one. That's pretty amazing and quite an honor.
And deservingly so, too, I might add. I have a list of some of the cities that you're going to be in when you're down here in Florida. I want to run down real quickly. Fort Myers on January 14th at the Barbara Mann Performing Arts Center. Then over in Fort Lauderdale on the 15th at the Parker Playhouse. Then over to Sarasota on January 16th at the Van Wezel Auditorium. Up in the Villages on January 18th and 19th at the Sharon Morris. Over to Jacksonville with the Florida Theater on January 20th. In Clearwater on January 21st and 22nd at the Capitol Theater. In Indio, California on February 11th, Glendora on February 12th. They're going to be at Mike Gaughan's South Point Casino, February 8th through the 10th in Las Vegas. Do you have any dates coming up, though? No, geez, oh, man.
I know. I'm getting a little winded now.
I saw that. Boy, but that is an unbelievable route. I hope the heck you're taking your vitamin.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yes, you do have to prepare for the road. I mean, the shows are easy. It's the traveling that's...
Oh, yeah.
That kind of is tough, but we're so excited to get back out there and start working. And, you know, like I say, it's been a real weird couple of years.
You bring up a very valid point about the traveling. The old adage, I guess, we've all heard it in this business, is that you don't get paid for the show, you get paid for the travel. Standing in the wings is the easy part.
Yeah.
Bill, I have to tell you that I am so glad that you and I have become friends over the years. Like many, many guys of my age, we all admired the singing of you and, of course, Bobby. And you know, I'm looking down here, and I mentioned this to Bucky. You're going to be in the Villages on the 18th and the 19th. And I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to make it up there on the 18th, and hopefully afterwards maybe we can break bread together since you're going to be staying overnight.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah. That'd be perfect.
Yeah, I would love to do that. Bill, I
would love it.
Stay well, my friend, and we'll be looking forward to seeing you. And we're going to run down all of these dates periodically between now and the 14th.
Well, we certainly appreciate it, and love you for doing it. And listen, get a lot of hugs from some people and give some hugs.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
And you take care of yourself. Don't work too hard, okay?
Well, it sounds like I'm going to be working hard.
Yeah, I might have been a little late to give you that advice, but hey.
Yeah. Too late to cancel.
Yeah, I know. You cancel now, you're going to tick off a lot of people, I guarantee.
No, I wouldn't cancel. No.
I know that. Bill, thank you so much. We love you, pal, and we look forward to seeing you soon, okay?
Thank you very much, man. Appreciate it.
Bill Medley has been our guest. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
On the world, you're listening to Ron Sedgy today. Well, our next guest certainly is no stranger to our show. We haven't talked in a while, so I'm glad that she's back, because according to a recent survey by 3M, nearly half of Americans plan to travel in the next 6 months. However, 76% of those Americans that are planning to travel need some good ways to do this and do it safely. So that's when we call on Lauren Fix. How are things in sunshiny Buffalo today?
It's a little chilly, about 55 degrees, and I know it's going to get colder because it's certainly not going to get warmer. 76% of people are saying, you know what, it's time to go on vacation. Time to travel.
Well, here's the thing, okay? There are so many safety tips. What you do in the state of Florida and what you do in Buffalo, New York changes. You have to really condition your car to the geographical area that you're in. Am I incorrect in that? Being a car buff, I probably got one thing right.
You did get it right. You do have to think about the conditions that you're experiencing. So if you live in Florida, you end up having frost, which obviously you don't need winter tires. But if you're going to be heading up north, you're a snowbird. You go south to north and back and forth. You hang out here for a couple weeks and head down. You have to make sure you're prepared. And that part of that is not just the vehicle itself, but also just knowing what's going on the roadways. There's been some changes and some things just as a reminder. I think a lot of people haven't been traveling, and it's time to get back in our vehicles. I did want to give you one history tip because I know you like good information. So back in 1939, a little over 80 years ago, 3M developed reflective road signs. So we all know about the road sign, how it reflects light. But did you also know that the same material is being used on not just exit signs, but on the yellow stripes in the road and that white stripe on the right side of the road? So I want everyone to just remember one thing, that when those headlights are coming at you, oncoming traffic, and it sounds like, wow, it's so bright, and, you know, people complain about that, use that white line on the right side of the road. It's reflective material. 3M has that down so that you will stare at it, follow that white line, and you will stay in your lane safely.
Done that many times in snowstorms up north, too, because that is another indication, yes, that you're doing the right thing. What about the rules of the road? I mean, I don't know. When you and I were getting our driver's license, was the left lane not a passing lane? I mean, for some reason, I don't know what it is. It's happening down here in Florida. Everybody's passed me on the right lane, and I'm going like 80 in the left lane, so I don't need passing.
You know, that's funny. I have noticed some bad driving habits lately. I've seen people pass double yellows, blow stop signs, even young kids driving through red lights. So I always say when the light turns green, count to three in your head before you go, because there's always somebody who's in a rush who totally ignores the lights and the rules of the road, and you don't want to have an accident with those people. It just makes it more challenging. So in this particular case, anytime you think that it makes sense to go on the green, just give it just a second.
Lauren, do they teach driver education in high schools anymore?
Well, they do have the program available usually through some other company. There's a different suppliers that do it. They don't teach it like, I had my gym teacher teach me. I think a lot of us did. But that's all changed, and they teach you to pass the test now. They don't teach you the rules that you should. When my daughter was younger, she had said that she came out to the car. I went to pick her up. You know, driver said, you dropped your kid off. She said, oh, the instructor needs to talk to you. I said, why is that? She goes, because he was saying to everyone that there were three fluids in a car. She goes, and I know that's wrong. So I went and talked to him and asked him that question. I said, really, there's nine with an optional 10? And that's a test for another time. But it's one of those things I tell people, you're not learning about your vehicle. You're not learning how to check tire pressure. You're not learning how to drive a manual transmission. And they don't even teach them on a highway anymore. They will not go on the highway because they're afraid of safety.
Well, you know, I never thought of that, though. You know, you really have a valid point when the instructor starts telling you about if you're down a quarter oil. That really isn't the job, I think, of an instructor driver. What are some of the things that should people know, though? Let's say the ones that already have their license are going to go travel, you know, you and I, when they travel, I mean, they have to have all these fluids checked. They have to have all their tires checked. They have to have all of this thing done because they don't want to be on the side of the road someplace, even if they have the service that goes to them, because sometimes you got to wait hours and hours and hours for that service to come. And some things that you have go wrong with your car can't be serviced on the side of the road. How do you prevent that, Lauren?
Also, don't forget the tow truck takes you to wherever they want to go with their buddy. They don't take them necessarily to where you want to go.
Good point.
The price could be much higher. So what do? You make sure that before you hit the road, even if you're saying, oh, I'm staying home, I'm not going anywhere, that's fine. But the weather changes and it impacts your automobile, like you were saying in the beginning. So you want to make sure to check your oil, have your tire pressure checked. You can do that yourself. It's free. You get the most life out of your tire and the best fuel economy that way. And it's super simple to check your tire pressure. I have video of that on my website. You want to make sure to replace your wiper blades, your headlights, the fluids in your car, and use that owner's manual, that book in the glove box, and it's based on mileage, not based on time. So don't have someone say, well, your car sat for 6 months, you should change your oil. Why would you do that? You're not using it. So like anything, you want to use it. You want to use it as a lubricant to keep the heart of your engine running, which is obviously the moving components. In addition to that, while you're talking to your favorite technician, I prefer an ASE-certified technician, have them check your brakes and your exhaust system, because you don't want to be stuck somewhere and idling and then having that exhaust leak into the cabin, because that's carbon monoxide poisoning.
Right,
very careful.
I like what you said about the changing of the oil. I look a lot of times on my cars and I see that I haven't changed the oil in the specified time they have, but I've only put like 2,000 miles on it because I don't drive them that much. I think that's a very important
right.
and valid point. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, why spend the money?
Yeah, why spend the money? And they talk about the 10,000-mile oil change. Is that a good idea, though?
I can't do it. I run full synthetic in all of my vehicles, and that includes my collectible cars, because it is best to use a full synthetic oil. You will get, in a lot of new cars, that's the only way it goes. They'll say it, even like something simple like a Honda Civic. Absolutely full synthetic oil. So the one thing about that is I can't do 10,000. At 7,500, I'm like, all right, I'll do it. But regular traditional conventional oil is typically 3,000 to 5,000 miles.
Right.
If you're using a blend of synthetic and regular crude oil, you're looking at 5,000 miles. Full synthetic is typically 7,500 to 10,000 miles. Again, it depends on what it says in your owner's manual, but when it says 10, I can't do it. I have to go to 7,500. It's like my max.
I know. I agree with you. Where can we go for more information on what we talked about today and even more?
Okay, you can go to 3M.com/news or carcoachreports.com.
Lauren Fix, the husband's best wife. That's my wife just drives the car, okay? And, Lauren, we look forward to having you coming down here, and to stay warm this winter if we don't see you or talk to you, but let's have you back sooner than later, okay? It's always good having you. I love talking
All right.
cars.
You've got my number. We can talk cars anytime.
Thanks, Lauren. The car coach, Lauren Fix, joins us. I tell you, she is so much fun to talk to. Interesting. Knows her stuff when it comes to cars. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Service A is calling for falling temperatures and record snowfall in parts of the nation. Winter is here, and the last place you want to be is stuck in the snow. You need Track Grabber, Extreme Traction. Skip the stuck. Rescue yourself. The Track Grabber Extreme Traction device has long been the secret of the U.S. Border Patrol, the Special Forces, the Department of Justice, Highway Police, and law enforcement across the country. Now, to keep you and your loved ones from being stuck in the snow, mud, or sand, Track Grabber is available to you. Be a hero this year. Give the gift of rescue. Skip the stuck. Track Grabber installs as easily as a jumper cable. In minutes, you'll have the extreme traction to get on stable ground. Get Track Grabber today at trackgrabber.com. That's TRACGRABBER.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR for 20% off your full order. That's Track Grabber, TRACGRABBER.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR for 20% off. Do it today. Supplies are limited.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Segi today, but we have another hour to go. I hope you enjoyed the tribute that we have for Betty White. Boy, I tell you, what a loss. A lovely lady, and we're going to miss her. I also want to thank Brad Rutter from Jeopardy. The legendary Bill Medley of the Righteous Brothers on tour now starting in January. And Lauren Fix, the car coach. Next hour, the curator of archives at Graceland, Angie Marchese. January 8th marks the 87th birthday of the King of Rock and Roll. And then we're going to talk about vacationing in January with Jennifer Weatherhead. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Segi today.